And you are listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP in beautiful Moscow, Idaho. Radio Recovery is an outreach of the Latar Recovery Center, located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B in Moscow, which is right next to One World Cafe and Wackadoos.
Yep. And so my hairdresser is only working there on Mondays, Tammy. So I guess I'm going to have to stop plugging that. So, but there's other great hairdressers there. You can go see at Wackadoos.
There you go. Little shameless promotion.
Shameless promotion because I love my hair.
And the phone number for the Latar Recovery Center is 208-883-1045. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday, now have Saturday hours, 10 to 1. You can find him on the web at latarrecoverycenter.org. And their email address is latarrecoverycenter@gmail.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Recovery Radio's mission is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affects us all, to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share the personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experiences, strengths, and hopes for continuing recovery. And I am Johnny. I have been in recovery from the disease of alcoholism for a few 24 hours. And I volunteer to do this radio program to spread the word that not only is there life after sobriety, it can be pretty okay.
And I'm Denise Miller, and so grateful to be here, and yeah, just to be a part of helping the Latar Recovery Center get out information that what they do for in the community to bring hope to people, and yeah, and I've been in recovery for about 5 years now.
God bless you. Let's see, we got LRC calendar of upcoming events. October 17th over at Good Samaritan, they're hosting a Fairview Village Resource Fair that runs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and we will have some people from the Latar Recovery Center over there sharing information about what we do and how we do it. October 23rd, Coffee with a Cop at the Latar Recovery Center, and that starts at 7 a.m. So if you're up bright and early, stop by and ask some questions. Find out what the Moscow Police Department, who we've had on the air here, are representative of, what they do in the community and how they're really pushing to keep things going with recovery. It makes their jobs a lot easier.
Absolutely.
And last but not least, we have Soups On with PACT, which is Palouse Area Care and Transport EMS Services. It's going to be a tasting to benefit the Latar Recovery Center. It will take place on Wednesday, October 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the 1912 Center, and that's at 412 East 3rd Street here in Moscow. A $20 ticket gets you soup and bread from half a dozen different local restaurants. Following restaurants are helping to make this event special: Seasons Public House, Mikey's Euro, Bloom, Nectar, and Casa Lopez, with PACT EMS signing on as our founding business sponsor. We think that more restaurants are expected to join in by it's next Wednesday, I believe. So I would say stay tuned in for updates, but we won't be on till after that's over. So at any rate, you can drop by the Recovery Center to get tickets, or you can call them at 208-883-1045 and get your tickets today. And this month at the Recovery Center. Coming up.
Mm-hmm. So Thursdays, there's Alcoholics Anonymous at 12 p.m. At 4 p.m., there's New Volunteer Orientation. At 5 p.m., Recovering Parents. Also at 5 p.m., Intermediate Chess with Steve. Also at 5 p.m., Peaceful Arts Practices. And at 7 p.m., LAMI, Latal Alliance for Mental Health Family Support Program. Fridays at 12 p.m. is Alcoholics Anonymous. 4 p.m. is movie and game night. 5 p.m. is an all recovery meeting. And then on Saturdays, 12 p.m. Alcoholics Anonymous, 4 p.m. AA with Kids. And Sundays, 12 p.m. Alcoholics Anonymous and 6 p.m. Adult Children of Alcoholics Women's Meeting. Upcoming guest next week will be Sage from Alternatives to Violence. And then the following week, I believe it's November the 1st, Tony Dorland will be on with Jail Ministries. And we're excited to have both those guests on the show. And let's see here. Quick PSA for Foods for Not Bombs of the Palouse. Free meal and groceries at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse, 420 East 2nd Street in Moscow on Sundays at 4:30 from now until November 25th. You can find them on Facebook at FNBP Palouse. Well, FMB Palouse. FMN. Oh, yeah. I'm just messing it
FMB,
all up.
FMB, like in Food mm-hmm. Not Bombs. FMB. Yeah. Yeah, there you're good. Hell yeah. You're good.
So, let's see. Oh, so I want to introduce a special guest today. A good family friend, Chuck Boswell, is on to tell us about Thanksgiving dinner that will be happening in our community. So, Chuck, would you give us
You're cutting out.
Denise. I hope we got that. So Chuck Boswell, on to tell us about a Thanksgiving dinner he's putting on in the community.
Well, I want to, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the air. Celebrate recovery. I recover from life in general.
Don't. So we all try to.
So I really appreciate you having me on. So so let me give you a little bit of backstory on this. So this will be my second year doing Thanksgiving. A couple of years ago with my church, we had a lady by the name of Anna Rose Qualls. She was challenged to feed 500 people. And so she got together with community and everything and came out and fed more than 500 people. And this was at the 1912 building when she had it. She continued that for about, I want to say about 2 to 3 years. And then after that, I had a friend just come up and said, "Hey, you know, what happened to that?" And I really didn't have an answer. And in months to come, I just had this feeling that I needed to get out and help our community, because we have a lot of people that don't have families here, a lot of people that are hurting for food and stuff like that. So I've been here for 8 years. I came from Richmond, Virginia, and we moved here, and we love it. I have my wife and I, Amanda, and 5 kids. And so I felt like I need to get back to my community. So last year, I sponsored, along with Laura Jacobian, a Thanksgiving meal. We provided it for people who don't have the funds for a big Thanksgiving meal, or maybe not a place to go. We fed approximately 210 people.
Excellent.
And I thought that was pretty good.
That is good.
And we wrangled in quite a few of the community businesses here in Moscow, and they were amazing. Amazing coffee houses that supplied money and coffee. Amazing community places like Casa López. Thank you, Denise. tongue twister. They provided the turkeys for us last year, which was amazing. So in that, you know, I told you I was giving you a history. That's kind of where I'm coming from. So the reason I'm here today is I would like to ask to see if there's anybody out there that would like to help either partner, or they can come and volunteer. We have a Facebook site that my wife is working on as we speak, that they can go on and put their name down for a volunteer, if they want to make pie, if they want to come and just hang out, you know. We're more than open. So there's a couple ways if you wanted to help. Like I mentioned, you can volunteer, you can provide some kind of financial help, and you can do that. We got Wells Fargo, which is over beside Spence Hardware, to provide us with an account. So you can walk in there and just say, "I'd like to put a donation in Celebrate Thanksgiving." They can put it right into the account. You don't have to do anything else, and it'll help us to get food, to get supplies and everything that we need to do the event. Or if you don't want to do that and you just want to come hang out and, socialize with people, come on down. It's going to be November the 20th, which is a Tuesday, because I don't want to mess with Thanksgiving. You know, if I try to do that, that's just going to go way wrong.
Yeah, it can get ugly quick. Yeah, sure.
So we're doing it Tuesday. I'm doing it from 4:30 to 7:30. It's a one-hour event or one-time event. And then you can come and just enjoy company, enjoy some food. We're going to have ham and turkey and mashed potatoes. I know your girls love some ham.
We love food. Is it working?
You're back now.
Okay. You're back now.
So my girls and I, we love food. Should I just change mics?
Yeah, I think we need to change mics.
So I was going
to
ask
you. You're still out.
While she's changing mics,
we'll just chat and
chat. Oh yeah, I did not even mention while she's changing mics. It's at the Latah County Fairgrounds. Again, another wonderful thing that has come together as a community. They provided us a place for us to house this many people. So,
where's it going to be at again?
Latah County Fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds.
Yeah, okay. At the fairgrounds in the event center, which is mm-hmm. next to like where the horses and pigs, do their little running around.
So at the fair, it's where they have all the exhibits, like the art,
correct.
And then all the other fun things people do. The tallest sunflower there is, and. I'm right, just saying,
exactly.
This year the tallest
sunflower?
I don't know, but it went up to the roof and kind of curled over. And I was talking to somebody about how big is that roof, I'm not really sure.
Well, a typical roof's like 8 foot, but
that's like a two-story kind of situation.
Exactly.
So was that like 20 feet? I don't even know, but.
Yeah. Well, put two houses on top of each other. That's only 16.
It's pretty big. That was impressive.
And the time again, it's November 20th. I'm writing this down. That's right.
No, that's fine.
Again.
It's
we'll
November the
saying.
20th from 4:30 to 7:30.
4:30 to 7:30, and I'm guessing that's p.m.
Excuse me, I apologize. It's 4:27, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
4 o'clock to 7.
Yeah,
okay.
My cohort Laura will probably correct me after I'm off the radio. She's like, "You told them the wrong time."
Well, you've got lots of radio stations you're going to be on, so if this is the first one, then you're going to remember by the time you get onto the other ones. So, to be able to hook up with you and donate food or to be able to volunteer time or whatever that looks like, because you explained about how you donate money at the Wells Fargo.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And that would be Celebrate Thanksgiving.
Correct.
That's the account.
Yep.
So would people reach you on this Facebook that Amanda's getting up today?
Yes. We have a Facebook called Celebrate by Sharing Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's a website. Great. And then there'll be a link. If you want to volunteer, you just click the link and it'll have all the spots that you can apply. Yes. You can help with cooking. You can help with sitting down and talking to people. You can help with cleaning in the kitchen. Great. Anything that you want.
That's awesome.
But, I have some really exciting news. Yeah. So I have a friend of mine. He's a 4-star chef. Mm. He works over at the university, one of the sorority houses. So he has an entire sorority that's going to help out with that. And we have the Moscow girls basketball team that's supposed to help out. They helped out last year. They were amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
So it's really amazing how your community can come together and help out those that are in need. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I know the young people coming from U of I, they're all getting charged up, getting ready. A lot of them leave early to go home for the long Thanksgiving break. So, to know that they're going to hang on an extra couple of days just do this. That's amazing.
And that's another thing I wanted to point out as well. So if you have any of the WSU or U of I students that are exchange students from other countries that may not get to go home for Thanksgiving, we are welcoming them to please come. It might not be their
traditional
Thanksgiving, but we would love to have them or have them volunteer, whichever the case.
At least they can find out what Thanksgiving is all about, because it's pretty much just a North American thing.
It's not just about the food either.
Right.
It's about the family atmosphere where everybody cares about each other.
Right.
They sit down to a meal. They talk about their life. They talk about their children. I mean, it's just not just about the food.
Right, okay. Right. It's the fellowship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fellowship is,
I like
is,
that word.
Yeah.
Yep. Fellowship.
I get excited and I talk too much. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Just go ahead. Talk too much.
See, now I'm not going to be able to do it.
No. Now you go totally blank. All right. Well, I know where the switch is now. Well, no, that's that is fantastic, and we'll make sure to keep bumping this on the on our upcoming shows too.
And Johnny, I have a flyer here that I'd like to give to you. It also has my phone number and Laura's phone number on it. So if in case anybody calls the station and wants to ask any questions or has any comments or anything, they can do
that. Would you like to give these numbers out on the air?
Absolutely. You can go right ahead.
We don't usually answer the phones here.
Right.
We're not trained to do that yet. So.
Well, we're trained to do it, but the problem is we're only here for an hour. So.
True.
So but people want to get through to the station and find out they're going to have. It probably get somebody who scratches their head. But here's the numbers. So get your pencils out, and we'll rerun these at the end of our program.
Or pen.
Just to make sure people get them. But you can reach Charles Boswell at area
Chuck.
Code.
Chuck Boswell.
Or Chuck. Or you can reach Chuck Boswell at the same number. It's amazing. It's area code 804-513-4348, and you can also reach him on his Gmail at cabosswell55@gmail.com, or you can reach Laura. I'm not even going to try this.
That's Jacobian, and she actually got married, so now it's Ulencott.
Ulencott, yeah, okay, thank you. Better you butcher it than I. And her number is 208-669-3591, and her email is lyacoubian5@yahoo.com. And again, we'll throw these numbers out again at the end. But yeah, you know, most people, other than antiques like myself, are really into social media, and they'll probably just look for celebrate Thanksgiving
on Facebook
and find it. I love, my wife refers to it as the face thing.
The face.
Yeah, it
thing.
Was on the face thing.
Oh, the face thing.
Yeah, so one of her very hip. Friends will say, yeah, I saw this on Facebook, and she tells me, and she goes, yeah, they said it was on the face thing. I'm like, okay, good. We don't have that, so we'll have to take their word for it.
There we go. Yeah, and we will keep announcing the next Wednesdays, because we have a few more weeks still.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But, I mean, if you'd like to help out or volunteer, it'd be great if you could get into contact with what you could do and sign up and stuff, because that'll probably be more stress relieving if people get a hold of you sooner rather than later. What do you think?
Yeah, the more volunteers that I have, the better it will be.
Yeah.
And
I know last year we were there for quite a while cleaning up afterwards, so hopefully this year we won't have to.
Yeah, really. And preparing food, bringing food and all that's all well and good, but you know what? When it's time to chase everyone out and hose the place down, that's the challenge. Come late, stay late. Or come early and stay late.
Stay late, yeah, that's correct.
And bring your good attitude and a broom, and we'll help out. Now, you were talking about people bringing food. What kind of things are you looking for again?
So if you look on the bottom of the flyer,
there it is.
There's potatoes, there's rolls, there's green beans, there's ham. We're also asking if you want to make a turkey. We'll have a turkey ready so that if you want to call me, I can have you a turkey to take home, cook it up the day before, and then bring it to us, and we'll slice it up and get it ready.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm guessing this list of potatoes, rolls, green beans, canned or fresh, you can donate those uncooked if you want, or you can bring them cooked. But I imagine you'd like to know who's bringing what.
Exactly. If you want to donate the food or anything, just contact me or Laura. That way we can have it ready. So that way we got kind of a count of what we have.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, come the week before, we're going to go shopping and get the stuff that we don't have
right.
so that we can get that. So, absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah, because you don't want to end up with 4,000 packages of dinner rolls,
right. yeah.
which are delicious, and they do freeze, but yeah. that's a big freezer.
And the link is on there that I was talking about that's on Facebook. The link will link you to the app, the Genius app that my wife's working on, and it'll have if you're making a pie or if you're bringing green beans or whatever on there. So
right.
that'll be on there.
That app is so
Oh,
so
the app
helpful.
Is, yeah, it's very helpful.
Use that for Cub Scouts and everything. It's pretty neat, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to trust you guys.
Well,
on that.
Okay, so
is that
not
is, that you get
you're
that,
not hip
you,
for that?
You get from there from the FaceTime?
Well,
is that?
Yeah. Well, no,
the
actually,
face thing.
Well, on mine, it's off my email because the Cub Scout leader will send something on an email. It'll link to the Genius thing, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And then I can sign up for popcorn sales for to stand out, you know,
okay,
of,
so
outside
this
of
is...
Walmart. This I'm going on another tangent. Just hold on.
Yeah.
So I can stand outside of Walmart in the cold and help my kids sell popcorn. But it's actually kind of fun. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty cool site.
Awesome. Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. All you hipsters out there know how to connect and socialize and... you know, social media is a wonderful thing, especially if you just don't want to deal with people face to face.
Well, and this app like helps you organize stuff. It's really
oh, absolutely.
Neat. So
oh.
like, so if you got like a bunch of people, you know, trying to sign up for things or whatever, it like organizes the slots
and it keeps them from calling and blowing up my phone too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's pretty
awesome.
Neat.
Yeah.
Denise, can I plug one other thing, if
yes,
I might? So, as you know, you go to church with me over at Real Life.
Yes.
This weekend, they're having a... Hold on, I got to think exactly how it is.
Is it the marriage thing?
Yeah, it's the...
I can tell you all about it.
Laughter...
Laugh your way
laugh
to a better,
way to
marriage.
Better marriage. Yes.
Oh, my neighbor was telling
yes.
me about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we're going.
This guy evidently is...
Oh, he is hilarious.
You can just search on YouTube. I watched one of his
too.
Things. And he's hysterical. It's
yeah.
a great message, but, you know, I got tears in my eyes. I'm laughing so hard at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm ushering, so I just wanted to plug that to let people
yeah.
know that it is here. It's Friday night and yeah. Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, two
so,
nights. Wow.
Yeah, two nights.
So I do believe the information I remember is, well, because I had a call today to find out if we could buy tickets, you know, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
As we were going
yeah, that's
in.
Correct.
And I was told yes, because, yeah, payday's tomorrow. So I think the doors at Real Life open at 6:15.
Yeah, 6:15.
And
yeah.
then it starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
It goes till 9 or 10.
9.
Till 9. And then tomorrow morning, it's going to, the doors will open like 8:15.
8:15.
It'll start at 9. It'll go till noon.
That is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you look him up on YouTube, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And part of what he starts out with is about how, you know, the women are there and they're all smiling because they got their husbands to come along and, you know. But he was letting you know that.
I see you laughing
it
over
wasn't,
there, Johnny.
Yeah, that this is not about, you know, beating the husband over the head about everything he's done wrong. It's actually, you know.
Well, I told my neighbor when he was explaining it to me, I said, well, I've been trying to scream my way to a better marriage for years. And
yeah.
just
not laugh,
some reason
but
I'm
scream.
Not making much progress.
Yeah.
I'm afraid when I go with my wife, she's going to poke me in the elbow saying, you hear what he said? You hear what he said?
Well,
maybe
we from what
her
I
in the
yeah,
sense.
From what I understand, there's going to be a lot
around.
Of mutual elbowing
oh,
going
gotcha.
On mm-hmm. within relationships. Because I think everybody, everybody's got a dog in the fight. And we all have to take responsibilities for our own little shortcommings and
didn't you say your anniversary is coming up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So are we going to see you there?
37 years.
So are we going to see you there tomorrow?
Depends if she lets me go.
Okay.
See, here's my mantra that I work with. If I make a mistake, I apologize. If she makes a mistake, I apologize. Because relationships are really not that difficult.
No.
Yeah.
So I just
I've been married
there.
15 years and I resemble that remark.
Yes.
Well, and you know, there's always like some part when I look at it, I go, well, you know, I did have a part in maybe, you know, if my reaction or the issue that I had, I can usually find something. Makes me feel better when I work on myself and recognize what I did. And then I'm not focused on like what the other person did. And then.
Well, that's good
I'm not
because,
well, that's why
because
you know what I mean?
If he apologizes,
yeah. right? No matter
if
what.
He did something wrong, and he apologizes if she did something wrong,
right.
we're doing a lot of apologizing. Yeah. We don't have to have any confrontation.
No time, right?
There's no time.
Well, yeah. And you rarely hear of a man sewing his drunken wife up in a sheet and beating her with a frying pan.
Wow, that was a
yeah. No, that happened to a friend of mine.
Wow.
Yeah,
Halloween now.
So this is the deal. I don't watch the news much. And I know that sounds kind of strange because I'm a DJ on a radio station.
No, it sounds healthy.
But, yeah, and that's kind of the thing is because I hear things and I'm just like, wow. But, you know, just like last week when we had Steve and John on and John talked about that one story. And I'm not even going to touch on it.
Yeah,
but
it was
pretty.
It was just in words. It was graphic. And he went light on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the cool thing was like the end of the story turned out to be good.
Positive.
There was reconciliation, you know, and healing and everything like that. And everyone owned their part. That was cool. But in general, like, I think, you know, sometimes I'll watch the news and I'll get half the story and I don't get to hear how it all worked out. And that kind of weighs heavy on my heart. So.
Yeah. So, at least, you know, this will be a good opportunity for people to look at their relationships It's great when somebody talks on a topic like this because it gives you the opportunity to stand back from yourself and get a different perspective on you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't change anybody else, just me.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I've got a lot of positive change to come yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Will do.
But that's what keeps me sober.
Yeah.
So what am I going to learn next, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and to talk about things that are really real, but also to kind of, you know, lighten it up by kind of bringing the funny side into it or however he's going to do it. I mean, I only listened to about 5 minutes on that YouTube that, you know, showed one of his past conferences. But I think that that's good instead of being overly serious because we're already critical on ourselves and other people are already telling us, you know, oh, you did this wrong. Oh, you did that wrong. You're telling yourself, oh, I did this wrong. Oh, I did that wrong. It's kind of nice to be able to laugh about it a little bit.
That's how I used to keep track of my life when I was drinking. I just pay attention to what other people told
saying.
Me.
Oh, man.
Well,
yeah, it's like the guy who walks
good for
into
you for
the,
doing that.
Walks into the bar on Sunday morning and says, was I in here? Bartender says, oh, boy, you were. He goes, was I buying drinks for everybody? And did I spend like $500? And the bartender
oh, no.
says, you sure did. And the guy says, oh, thank God. I thought I lost it.
Oh, that is kind of funny, actually.
Well, hey, why don't we run to a break? I want to thank our guests for coming by today.
I appreciate it.
And look forward to the meal coming up. Maybe I can make it by there. I'll have to check the schedule with the scheduling master.
Yep.
I hope it just explodes and you
really
double
well.
Your effort from last year.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any updates that you want to give us, we can add that to what we're already, you know, going to share and everybody can go check out the Facebook page.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
With stocking face, our board all gone. The plan was set. The plan was done. Looked at my watch and started for the door. Now the food here ain't so good no more. And they closed the package store. Love your mama. Love them till they
And that was a little bit of Steely Dan, Turn That Heartbeat Over Again. And you're listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP in beautiful Moscow, Idaho. I'm Johnny, she's Denise. And we were chatting the other day after the program, like we often do, kind of patting ourselves on the back. No, I'm kidding. just carrying thoughts forward that that sometimes we carry into the program with us. And, you know, a big thing in recovery is we have a lot of regrets. There's the immediate regrets. When I drank occasionally, I would black out, and it's the regret of, oh, my God, what I do. And then, like I was mentioning before the break, there's those times where, you know, people come and tell you what you did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the embarrassment, the shame, and just the regret, you know, oh my God, you know, and you don't get a do-over. Mm-hmm. But in recovery, and when I deal with people in recovery, it's not unusual for someone to have a relapse, mm-hmm. you know, and go back out. It's not unusual for, you know, them to stay out because of the fear, of what's going to happen when I walk back into the door to an AA or an NA meeting, you know, mm-hmm. am I going to be shunned? Mm-hmm. Are people, you know, what's going to happen?
What are they going to say? What are they going to think?
Yeah. And the reality is, in my experience, because I had my share of relapses. Over the years, not just right after I got sober, I relapsed 13 years in. Mm-hmm. And when I called and talked to, you know, a friend who was, you know, kind of my long distance sponsor, I was in Idaho at the time, and he was in California, and he just said, here's what you need to do. He didn't chastise me. He just said, okay, so you drank. All right. Mm-hmm. Go to a meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Let people know what happened.
And I think in that, just real quick, just being able to tell somebody is really great. I mean, the ability to be able to just have at least one person that you could just go to and be like, man, so the other day or last night or, you know, whatever, whenever it was, this is what happened. You know what I mean? Just to get to say it out loud and
let the
shame fall off and.
And own it. Even sure. Even if you still have, you know, are carrying, you know, that burden of shame with you, just to be able, you know, to admit it to yourself out loud, mm-hmm. by telling another person, it makes all the difference in the world. Because it happens. It happens.
Well, and I was just thinking, you know, like in the beginning, you know, it can be that you still have shame when you relapse. But I think that over time, it's possible to look at it and go, ah, it's not necessarily out of shame. It's kind of like, oh, you know what? These are the things, you know, that triggered that. This is where I went wrong. This is what I could do differently. And so you just kind of look back at it as a learning experience, and it can be different as you progress on.
Well, exactly. Know? And when you recognize that, there was something that led up to that, when you identify, people call them triggers. Mm-hmm. I call them, it's typically, for me, it's always been a series of bad decisions, mm-hmm. like not going to AA meetings, okay, isolating, thinking I'm doing great because I'm over-involved with work. That was a big one for me, mm-hmm. Just immersing myself in work. And even though I was going to a place and I was around people and talking, I was isolating.
So, yeah, because was it that you weren't, talking about things going on in your life? I mean, what did that look like? What is isolating, even though you're still around people and you're still participating in things? What does that look like for you?
For me, isolation is not addressing the big things. Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest thing in isolation for me is not being around people like me.
I see. Okay.
People in, for me, it's people in Alcoholics Anonymous. And NA, there's a lot of people who are, carry multiple addictions. And for me, it all comes down to, the same root cause. You got a hole in your soul that you can't fill up with anything but, alcohol or dope. Mm-hmm. And you don't really fill it up because it's a bottomless pit. But being involved, being of service to people, doing this radio program.
Absolutely.
It's all about the being of service and being involved in the program or involved with the people in the program. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to, I get out of self. I'm just not totally into me. And that's what keeps me sober. Mm-hmm. In my brain, there's a guy in my brain who's trying to kill me. And the only way I can drown out him shouting, go ahead, have a drink. What could go wrong?
Right.
The only way I can drown him out is by listening to somebody else who needs help or wants me to participate in something. I have to have that service component, and that service, I can only get that service component by being connected.
Yeah.
And when I'm connected, I can't isolate. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I
just think there's really something to being involved with other things and around other people. It really puts me in a better frame of mind, and I tend to see just really all the heartwarming things that are going on. And then if I'm seeing struggle with people, that the same, that still it's heartwarming in the sense of they're going through this. What can I do? Well, I can at least listen. There's different kinds of things about being involved in things and being around people that takes you outside of that, part for me that says, the part that complains.
Right. You were talking about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a few weeks ago I realized, and then I kind of identified it in CR when I was going through the steps. I think I'm on step 5, but it was...
CR, Celebrate Recovery.
Yes, Celebrate Recovery, okay. Yeah. And the complaining, man, I tell you, I've honestly spent a lot of my life complaining.
You're a whiner.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just complaining and not really even doing it nicely, honestly,
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. I'm just saying, and I realized as I've been doing better in not complaining so much, how that's really helpful and how destructive complaining was for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, things are usually put now in a different way. I don't look at certain things the way I used to look at them. And yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that it just really has helped to just stop complaining.
Right. And there's something I have to apply in my life. We're in this big midterm election thing, mm-hmm. and politics are going crazy, and everybody has an opinion on it. I have an opinion on it. And I'll watch these incessant political commercials on television. And, it just, I get to a point where I start not screaming at the television, but I'll go, that is such, you know, mm-hmm. a line of crap. Mm-hmm. And my wife is like, why are you even... And I'm like, oh, yeah, I, you know, right. really, I don't care. You know, these are ads for people who live in Washington. And I don't even have a dog in that fight, you know.
Yeah, again, part of why.
Despite my father's, you know, admonishment in the old days to vote early and vote often. Mm-hmm. I can't vote over there. Why, you know, I just... You know, why am I complaining about it? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it irritates my wife.
Sure.
So, you know, what good am I doing her? What good am I doing myself in my head?
Right.
It's like, oh, it's crazy. And yeah. it's the same thing.
It is. Things like that, you know. I mean, every single year, I was just talking to my mom about this like yesterday or my husband or something like that. Every single year, it's the same thing. You know, with politics, you know, if, when we get a president elected, it's the end of the world. We, you know, everyone talks about all the things that they're going to do wrong, how horrible they are. But honestly, since I can remember back, you know, 30 years ago, it's the same thing. It's all just everybody's going to, yeah. 30
well,
years.
No, it's yeah. like it's been 240 years and we haven't burned down the place yet.
Right. So, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, there's some things that may be positive or negative or whatever, but I've learned that in general, you know, everyone's fear and concern about things. I mean, you know, I'm not going to freak out. There's enough people freaking out for me
yeah.
that I don't have to freak out.
Yeah.
You know, I do my part in the world and help out in the areas that I understand. And other people help out in the areas that they're passionate about and they understand. And it works out really nice, I think.
Well, and I think for me, it comes down to it's a control thing, mm-hmm. you know, and I have to realize on right. a minute by minute basis that the only thing I control is myself. Right. And sometimes I can't do that because somebody else needs to control me. You know, I have abdicated a lot of responsibility over the years during my disease when I was active. I abdicated a lot of responsibility to my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, right just about to the point of like, here's all my money, go do whatever you do with money because mm-hmm. I don't have time to think about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of that stuff carries over into sobriety. You know, when I was early sober, I would take the garbage out and expect a pat on the back.
Right.
I was like,
I did so good.
Look, it was full and I took it out without being asked.
I'm not drunk and I'm not high.
And I emptied the dishwasher. Do I get a pat on the back? And, you know, my wife would just look at me and like, you're an idiot.
Normal people do this every day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, healthy people just do that because yeah. it needs to be done. So, yeah, complaining, you know, if for me, it's again, it's, you know, I want to control the world. I want politicians to think like I do, all of them, mm-hmm. Even the ones that think like I do could do it better, you know, and that's ridiculous. You know, yeah. all I can do is, you know, like I said, what little control I have, I need to exercise on myself, you know,
yeah.
and I do okay. I could do better. You know, I think we all could do better, but it's just a matter of time, you know.
Yeah.
And I figure about 10 years after I'm dead, I'll probably have it nailed.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Well, I mean, I think recovery and then also as we get older and things like that and there's more time, we just improve in all sorts of areas. And I think part of that is being around people and spending time doing things with other people, whether it be in service or just fellowshipping with others. And then we start to become more aware of, you know, is that an area that I struggle in? And it's because like all by ourselves, just kicking it at home, not doing anything and not being around other people, really don't get those opportunities to listen and learn and grow.
No, not at all. You know? And that's, you know, that it sounds like what isolation really is for you.
Yeah.
You know, you can be at home being a good mom and, mm-hmm. you know, keeping the house spotless,
right.
But you can still be isolated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, yeah. But I didn't participate in things. And so usually at any given time, there's one or two or three things that I participate in. I try to kind of keep a level so that I'm still taking care of myself, taking care of my family and things like that and not getting
right.
too stressed out. But so like right now taking the CR step study, just because it came up that, you know, they were having a new one and I've been listening to Rick Warren and then doing the radio program and then also soon to be volunteering in the Latah Recovery Center. So I'm going to RJ next week, see what they can put me to work doing.
And how many jobs do you have?
And I have 3 part-time jobs.
And you have 3 part-time jobs.
Yes.
One of which is being of service to your mother.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and working yep. with her because of her disability.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So, and you were talking about Cub Scouts a little while ago.
Yep. And my girls are in Cub Scouts, and my youngest is in art class, and my 10-year-old is in choir. And so those kinds of things take up time too. And really, it's almost like, you know, my feet hit the floor in the morning, you know, and I go to work, and then, you know, I meet up with my girls after school, and we have a couple of days that we have activities and things like that. So it's a really full week. I just decided, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, I've mentioned to a couple people, I finally decided that I need to take Sunday off. So on Sunday, I'm just going to go to church, help set up the 2s and 3s classroom at church, and then take the rest of the day off.
So you're actually going to have a day of rest.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes, yes. Because I'm starting to see where that's extremely necessary. I mean, that used to be something I used to do. I used
right.
to not work on weekends, but then I started to with right. the 3 part-time jobs. But yeah, I would definitely recommend that one takes a look at, you know, are they getting some downtime? You know,
right?
Because it's not like any of the weekend things or things I do are like strenuous or anything, but it's where your mind is just always going, okay, what do I need to do next? And you're doing each thing, and there's another thing after another thing after another thing. You're
right.
not just getting to just do nothing. I mean, I don't even watch TV hardly, you know,
right? Right.
Which is fine, you know what I mean? But like last week, we spent an hour and a half watching a movie. Like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Mom sat down.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason they call it recreation.
Yeah.
You just look at the word. It's recreation.
Mm-hmm.
You recreate yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need some of that downtime, some of that, you know, as I call TV, mental chewing gum,
mm-hmm.
just to let things yeah. settle down and rattle around a bit and just rest,
yeah.
too. Just rest your body.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking of resting our bodies, I think it's just about time for us to rest on out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we got some events coming up, the Soups On, that's the big one, I think, and that's going to be on October 24th, and then coming up in November is going to be this Celebrate Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm. yep.
And we'll have more on that as time goes by. Again, we are, Radio Recovery is an outreach of the Latah Recovery Center. You can reach us at lrcradiorecovery@gmail.com. We also have a presence on the face thing, Facebook.
As your wife calls it, the face thing,
the
Facebook.
Face thing. And look for LRC Radio Recovery, and you should be able to find that. And this program and many others can also be found on the Latah Recovery Center website or iTunes or mm-hmm. Google Music
yes.
Play.
And as I said earlier in the beginning of the show, next week, Sage from Alternatives to Violence will be on with us next week. So if you could, you might want to catch that one. I think that's going to be really good. I'm really excited. And then the following week, which I believe is November 1st, Thursday, I will have a friend on that does jail ministry as well. His name's Tony Dorlin. He'll be coming up from Lewiston.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up. Thank you, Denise, as
yep,
always.
Thank you, Johnny.
You do a wonderful job. And to our friends out there over the airwaves, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next week.
Yep. You're listening to KRFP, Moscow Pullman.